Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You from Eve. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and normally I upload an episode every Friday. However, I've been doing this new series where every single day for the month of January, I will be uploading an episode. So from January 1st until January 31st, I have been uploading an episode to this channel every day, and it's definitely been a lot of work and a little overwhelming at times. However, you guys are loving this little challenge and this little series that I decided to do. So it's definitely something I want to do once a year. So just for you guys, I pull through for it. So it's a mixture of solo episodes and guest episodes, and I'm really thankful for all the support you guys have given me. If you're a new listener, make sure you guys follow me on my social medias, Instagram and TikTok at For You From Eve. Everything is linked down in the description. I have a Hubi where I link everything, my Amazon, my Instagram, my TikTok, my Pinterest, all my promo codes for brands that I've worked with. Everything is linked there. So definitely make sure that you guys go and check that out. I decided to do a little Q&A for last episode and then today's episode because I have had a lot of new listeners, a lot of new people in the community that you guys wanted to kind of know a little bit more about me. So I really wanted to make a little Q&A, and I did part one for yesterday's episode. I will be doing part two for today's episode because I didn't want like one super long episode. I've noticed that you guys do like when my solo episodes are a little bit shorter, so I've been trying to focus on that, especially because I am uploading every day. The episodes are obviously a little bit shorter than usual, and then my guest episodes are definitely a little bit longer, but I'm very excited for today's episode and to just give you guys a little Q&A. But yeah, before we even get into it, if you've never listened to my podcast before, this podcast really is just about becoming a better version of your yesterday self. It's about self-love, self-growth, self-healing, and just really being a productive, healthy version of yourself in a very realistic way. I like my episodes to feel like little FaceTimes with your friends where you just need some extra advice or some extra love on a situation. And I'm also starting this new series called Diving into the DMs, where I will go through your guys' DMs and I will give you guys advice on a situation that you're going through. Everything will be anonymous, but this is why I definitely want you guys to keep up with me on my social media and on my Instagram, because I do a lot of interactive things with you guys there. So without further ado, I want to get into part two of this Q&A of things that you guys wanted to know about me, know about my business, and all that good stuff. So thank you to everyone who submitted a question. If I didn't answer your question, I might have it saved for another episode, but I did get pretty much every question that I put, and I will be uploading these more often for you guys to ask. So let's go ahead and get started with part two of the Q&A. Question number one, what are your best tips to stay confident on days you don't feel your best? So I used to struggle a lot with insecurity, and I have no confidence in myself, no confidence in what I looked like, how I felt about my body, even my personality. I had no confidence in anything. And it's funny because I actually grew up as a kid, I was always confident. I was the loudest. I was the leader. And then I felt like for a few years, maybe graduating high school and entering college, I feel like I was kind of like silenced in a way. Not like silenced, but I feel like I was just a lot quieter, a lot more antisocial, and really just wasn't myself. I wasn't friendly or flirty or anything. I wasn't confident. And because I wasn't confident, I didn't have my full personality. And I feel like I kind of let it get stripped away from me. And I feel like I really wasn't my full self. And it wasn't until the past year where I started to remember who I was and remember, you know, the personality and traits and qualities that I was born with. And I started to really embrace them again, which has not been easy for me. It wasn't an easy journey. However, I feel like I'm my most confident self right now. There's obviously things I get a little self-conscious or insecure about. You know, I'm just a girl at the end of the day. We're always going to have a little bit of body image issues or just getting a little insecure about my skin, the way my stomach is bloated or the way my leg looks in certain shorts, whatever it might be. However, I feel like I've just learned the importance of what's actually important and to appreciate the things that actually matter. Like, I think about the fact that I have two functioning legs, not the fact that I wish they were thinner. I think about the fact that my body keeps me alive every single day. It fights and works to keep you alive every day. I don't really want to think about what it looks like all the time. And I think I just realized it doesn't matter to people. I used to be like, oh my God, if I'm at the gym and my belly's bloated, a guy is going to look at me and be like, she has a big belly. And it's like, no one cares. First of all, you shouldn't be doing anything based off guys or girls, no matter what. You shouldn't be doing anything based off other people's opinions. But this was something that I really struggled with, was confirmation from other people. If someone else complimented me, all of a sudden I believed what they were saying. If someone else insulted me, all of a sudden I was overthinking what they were saying. So I struggled a lot when it came to that body image and that insecurity and feeling self-conscious based off other people's opinions of me. So I feel like I've kind of decided to release that, and I stopped caring about other people's opinions. And just through like incorporating little micro shifts in my day to day and forming new habits, like doing affirmations, constantly telling myself you're beautiful, you're successful, you're this, you're that, going to the gym, working out for my body, not to my body, making diet lifestyle changes for my body, not to my body, you know, giving up gluten because it was bloating me and breaking out my skin, not giving up gluten because I want to be skinny, you know, giving up gluten because I didn't want to feel bloated in my skin anymore and I didn't want to feel like I was in pain, you know. So I honestly just think confidence just came from releasing people in my life who made me feel bad about myself. I think that a lot of the time there are people in our lives that make us self-conscious and that make us insecure, and it's not until we release them from our lives that it really is like a dark cloud over your head goes away. So I think releasing people from your life that don't make you feel good, that don't make you feel your best, practicing little micro shifts and daily habits like affirmations and journaling and meditating and just, you know, affirming yourself, you love yourself, you're successful, you're beautiful, you're healthy, and just seeing the great in yourself and reminding, I'm not saying be the most cockiest person in the world, but you should internally be cocky, because internal cockiness will show outward confidence. You don't want to like not be humble, but know your good qualities, know what you love about yourself, and be able to list things that you love about your body and about your physical appearance. And also, even when it comes to work, like remind yourself, oh, I'm really good at doing this one thing with work. And I think a lot of the time, until we see results, we don't feel confident. It's like at work, until we get a compliment on a project we work on, we're not going to feel confident. Or if we're wearing an outfit, until we get complimented on it, we're not going to feel confident. Tune out everyone else's noise, whether it's positive or negative, and base a decision off yourself. Do I like this outfit? Do I like the way I did my hair? Do I like the way I did my makeup? If the answer is no, change it into something you feel confident in. But we all have days where no matter what we do to our hair, no matter what we do to our makeup, no matter what outfit we're wearing, we're like, no, today's not the day. I don't look good today. I'm not happy with how I look, blah, blah, blah. And we all have days like that. And the days that I feel like this, I just try to do my affirmations and I try to let myself feel this. I don't ignore the fact that I feel this way. I understand that like I feel this way. I'm like, I understand today I'm feeling insecure. It's one of those days where no matter what I do, no matter what I wear, I'm not going to feel pretty today, and that's fine. And just accepting like it's okay if I'm having one of those days, tomorrow I'm gonna wake up and feel fine. So I think just accept the fact that today you're just not confident, and that's okay. You don't have to force yourself to leave the house if you're feeling that way. But if it's a reoccurring repetitive thing, you need to start incorporating things in your daily routine to feel that confidence. The next question I got, how have you been with your New Year's resolution so far? It's weird. I'm actually not a resolutions girl. Like, I gave up gluten, I think, a month before New Year's, and everyone was like, why don't you just give it up on January 1st? And I'm like, I don't really do that. I kind of just, the second I want to change something, the second I want to, you know, fix something in my life, resolve something in my life and make that change, I just do it. I don't really wait till January 1st to do things. I gave up gluten a month before January 1st. I guess technically my resolution was uploading an episode every day for the month of January. And I do have goals and ideas of things I want to do for my business, but I didn't label them as resolutions. Like, I want to strengthen my faith. I want to do more low impact workouts like Pilates and cardio rather than like weight training. I want to eat cleaner. I want to take supplements. I want to have a clean space. Like, there are things that I want to start to resolve in my life, but I didn't really label them as New Year's resolutions because I feel like that strips away the actual urge to do it. If you feel like you have to do it, something you don't want to do. So I kind of just keep it in my life as things that I want to better and resolve in my life, but I'm not putting the pressure of it's a New Year's resolution that I have to do. So I guess technically with the habits that I'm trying to better in my life, I've been pretty good with them. I have days where I'm off, but the days that I'm like off or the days that I don't do great, I don't get mad at myself or anything like that. Like, I never do that self-guilt thing where I'm like, you didn't go to the gym today. Like, no, it's fine that I didn't go to the gym today. I'll go tomorrow. You know, that's kind of how I am. So I don't really get hard. I definitely show myself tough love in some situations where I'm like, Liv, you're still upset over this situation. Get over it. Nothing's changing. Like, I do that type of tough love, but I'm not like a, if I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I want to go to the gym at 5 p.m. today and it's 5 p.m. and I'm like, I don't feel like going to the gym. I'm just going to keep working, or I'm going to just cook dinner and have a chill night in. That's what I do. And I don't get mad at myself for it. Next question kind of ties into this. How do you remain consistent? Just do what you love doing. I'm consistent with my podcast because I love it. I'm consistent with social media most times because I love it. I'm consistent with the friendships in my life because I love it. I'm consistent with my faith because I love God and I love strengthening my faith and my relationship with him. Truly, the way to be consistent is to love what you do. I love working out. I love going to the gym. And you might not feel like this with things right away. I did not love going to the gym when I was first going. I used to always play sports, so I always loved being active and athletic and all that stuff, but I never loved the gym. And then I decided I want to be consistent with the gym. So for a month straight, I went to the gym every single day and I would work out every day anywhere from like 30 to 60 minutes every single day for like 30 days straight, literally for a full month. And then after that, it became a habit and now I love it. And it's like, you make it fun. Like if you don't love working out, buy cute workout sets, buy a cute workout bag, like a cute gym bag, go to a gym that makes you happy, work out with people that make you happy and that motivate you. There are ways to make the things that you don't love doing something that you enjoy doing. It just takes time. When you love doing something, you don't have to be reminded to be consistent with it. You start doing it because you love it, or you start doing it because it's something that you want to love. It just starts to become something that you do all the time without even thinking about it. The next question I got is, do you speak any other languages and what is your ethnicity? So English was actually my second language. So I am a Syrian Orthodox. My dad was born in Syria, my mom was born in Turkey, and we grow up with there's a lot of umbrellas under the Assyrian culture. So I am under the Suryoyo culture. So we are Christian Orthodox. So I grew up speaking Suryoyo. So a lot of people don't know what Suryoyo is, because it is a very small population and it is a very dying language. We speak from the book, which is Turoyo. I know it's like sounds so complicated, but the language we speak is from the villages. So it's not something that you can Google translate. It's a very, very rare language. However, it's very similar to Arabic, which Arabic is obviously a more popular language. And, you know, I have family that speaks Turkish. I have family that speaks Arabic. I have family that speaks Armenian. It is a really big Middle Eastern variety within my family. And I've always loved knowing a different language. I think it becomes such an advantage when you're signing up for jobs or even just like a cool fact about yourself. Speaking more than one language, I think, is so cool. And it's cool because it's never too late to learn. I think a lot of people make excuses of like, it's too late for me to even start this and da da da. Yes, English was my second language, but I've also been very interested in learning different languages as well because I just think it is so cool. Which actually brings me into a company I've been wanting to talk to you guys about, which is Babbel. So instead of paying hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language, Babbel is the way to go. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. So Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I've actually learned to speak a little bit of Turkish through it as well, and my family speaks Turkish and they've seen my progress and they're like, how are you learning these words so quickly? Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and rooted in real life situations, and they're delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed up by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners. You will get it at babbel.com/from Eve. That's 55% off at babbel.com/from Eve, spelled BABBEL.com/from Eve. Make sure you guys get this limited time offer. Rules and restrictions may apply. Let's continue with our next question. The next question I got, what do you think your purpose of life is? I actually got this question a lot and it really made me think, because I was like, do I have just one purpose? And I think I've always kind of like grown up and just been in the mindset of, yeah, there's only one purpose for me in this life and it's this. And it's as I'm getting older, I'm realizing you could have many purposes in life. I've always said my purpose in life was to be a wife and to be a mother. I've always said that's what I want to be. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mother. I never really thought of career when I was super young. I always just grew up with the mindset of being, you know, the woman of the house and all that stuff. And then as I got older, I realized I had this very strong work ethic built into me and this hustle built into me where I just wanted to work super, super hard and be very successful. I grew up playing sports, so I was always super competitive in sports. And then I eventually started to just babysit and make money. And that, like, making money was just something that I really did enjoy. It was something where I felt a little bit empowered to have my own income and spend it in any way that I liked. And as I got older, I realized that I really did want to help other women with journeys that I was going through myself, the self-love journey, the self-growth journey, which is obviously why I started my podcast. And now that I have my podcast, I'm like, my purpose is to spread self-love and self-growth and self-development and self-improvement and faith and, you know, God's word. Like, that is my purpose. My purpose is to just spread all these positive things that take my life. However, not doing it in a super unrealistic way and not trying to make it seem easy to spread love and to spread growth and to spread progress. You know, it's not an easy thing. So I think my purpose of life really does change often. And I don't think anyone has just one purpose. I think right now in this chapter of my life, my purpose is to create podcast episodes and inspire and motivate women and to be a good friend and to be a good sister and to be a good daughter. Like, that is my purpose. And then one day my purpose is going to be a good wife. And then another day my purpose is going to be a good mother. You know, I feel like I have all these different steps that I want to take, and I have so many different purposes that I want to fulfill in this life. And I feel like there's never just one. And I think that if you wake up one morning and you say, I want to create music, my purpose on this earth is to create music that inspires people and moves people, then you work hard towards that. I really do think that everyone has multiple purposes in their life, and it all comes with intention and faith and hard work and inspiration. And so I think for me personally, my purpose is filled with many things. And I think that I enjoy every chapter of my life now, instead of trying to rush to when I'm in a relationship, rush to when I have a husband, rush to when I'm a mother. I'm enjoying where I am now. And I'm saying, God is putting me in this place for a reason. God has put me in this position for a reason. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to indulge in it, and I'm going to live through it. And then whatever chapter comes next, that will be my purpose for that chapter of my life. And so that really is what I think that my purpose is just being a good sister, a good daughter, a good friend, a good wife, a good mother, a good podcaster. Like, that is my purpose, is to be the best Olivia that I can be. What are your favorite creators? I follow so many different influencers. Like, when I think top of my head of TikTok, I love Elena Christine for fitness. I love Jocelyn Rock because she lives in Jersey. She is just, I love her so much. I love just like the girls who post very like aesthetic days in their lives. Like, if you go through my following on TikTok, that's pretty much all of my favorite creators. I love the McDonald sisters. I love Paige Lorenz. I love Ed Milet as a podcaster. I love so many different, even on For You From Eve, I follow a lot. I love Tatiana, who is actually going to be a guest in tomorrow's episode. Look out for that. She's amazing. I love all the guests that I've had on. So yeah, I'm really, really big on creators and on just like influencers and TikTok and Instagram people. I love that stuff. Next question, have you ever had a pet? I actually have never had a pet. My family never had an urge to have a pet. I've always wanted a dog. And as I'm getting older, I understand why we don't have a dog, because none of us are really ever home to take care of one. So I understand why we've never had a pet, but I have like an aunt who has a dog. I have friends that have dogs, and I kind of make them my own a little bit. So I've never had a pet personally, but I love animals, and I kind of make my family's pets my own pets. Next question, is there any merch coming our way? I've thought about this a lot, where I've thought about making tote bags and hoodies and all that stuff. And I'm like, I love the idea of having merch where people around can like support me and support each other and support the community and just support my podcast as a whole. However, I don't want to oversaturate my niche. Right now I'm a podcast, and there's something else that I'm creating. I'm not going to say it yet, but there's something else that I'm working on for You From Eve, which will be an extension of my company. It's very, very exciting. I'm so excited to announce it to you guys. But I feel like what I'm creating soon has a lot to do with my company, and it makes a lot of sense. It's not that I don't think merch makes sense. I think if I were to make merch, which I've thought about this many times, if I were to create merch, it would be merch that resonates with For You From Eve. It would be tote bags. It would be planners. It would be journals. It would be maybe even lounge sets. If I were to create merch, it would definitely be things that already resonate with my brand and with my company. So it's definitely something I've thought about, definitely something I've kind of worked on a little bit. However, it's not something I want to rush to either, because I don't want to create bad quality things. I want to create things that are made of good quality and that you guys are going to wear because it's actually cute, not just because it says For You From Eve on it, you know? So I have thought about merch. However, I feel like I'm not ready for that yet. And there's still a lot of work that needs to be done behind that. Next question, would you ever do a meet and greet? I definitely would. I've always wanted to. I feel like I'm having trouble with it because I don't know how many of you live in New York. I think every time I do a poll, it's like not that many people live in New York. I know there's a few of you in Boston and a few of you in New York, but a lot of you are from California, a lot of you from Florida, a lot of you are from the UK or Australia or Germany or Switzerland. Like, you guys are from all over the place, where I feel like doing a meet and greet, I would love to do. Like, I would love to do one in New York. Absolutely would love to do one. If you are listening to this episode and you live in New York and you would come to a meet and greet, DM me and say, Liv, I live in New York and I would come to a meet and greet. Please let me know, because if I have enough of you, even if I just have like 5-6 of you and we grab a coffee in the city, that would be so much fun for me. Like, even just like meeting at a coffee shop or something, I would love to do something like that. So if you would come to a meet and greet of mine, let me know. I've also always wanted to create like an event where I meet a lot of you, but then I also have like speakers come and do like a little panel or something like that. So I've definitely thought about a meet and greet for sure. So let me know if that's something that you guys would be interested in, because I would definitely do that. So that meet and greet is definitely something that I would do. So make sure you guys DM me if you're in the New York area, or you can DM me and be like, Liv, I would love a meet and greet. I'm in Boston, because I do go to Boston every now and then. And I do actually have two other friends in Boston where we would maybe all do a meet and greet together. But I want to thank you guys so much for asking questions. If you don't already, make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias at For You From Eve. I'm most active on my Instagram and my TikTok, so make sure you guys follow me there. Thank you for all your constant love and support, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.